transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech, 1-800-448-6565.
This is a Computer America show for Tuesday, August 1, 2006.
Broadcasting live, it's America's longest-running national radio talk show on computers, Computer America, hosted by national columnist Craig Crossman. Look for Craig's weekly column in your favorite newspaper. This show is being beamed nationwide by the Business Talk Radio Network, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and on the Internet at ComputerAmerica.com. Keep it here for technology news, computer products, guest interviews, and your phone calls. You're listening to Computer America. This portion of Computer America is brought to you by Microtech. Inspiring images, expanding imagination, bringing you award-winning digital imaging products for over 20 years. Visit them at MicrotechUSA.com. That's MicrotechUSA.com. While there, visit Microtech's online store. Just click on the Store tab or go there directly at store.microtech.com.
Hello and welcome into the nation's longest-running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers. This is the Computer America Show, and I am your host, Craig Crossman. My co-host, near the other coast, once again, Carrie Holtzman. Hey, Carrie, how are you?
Once again? Which is it, once or again?
Well, you were far toward the, you were on the other coast. Now you're back near the other coast.
Oh, I see. That's right.
You've returned.
Actually, I've been back. I should say welcome back to you.
That's true. Actually, you're right, because I was off
You missed all the fun.
Yes, exactly.
Man, you missed the fun. Yesterday was a crazy show.
Was it really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Would you have Hack 5 on or something? Or, yeah.
Hack 5, we had both Darren Kitchen and Wes Toll were both hosts. Wes hasn't been on Computer America before, so that was cool. And in hour two, Mr. Modem, who, as I've learned, is, I've learned he's a really, he's a passionate guy like I am when it comes to talking about this technology, and he gets to talk at a million miles an hour, and it's sort of addictive.
Yeah.
So I start responding, so I'm still waiting for the emails to come in saying, what language are you guys talking? I didn't realize it to the end of the show. I started sort of, stepping back and listening.
Basically, you were doing geek speak. And
it sounded like Gilmore Girls for computers.
Yeah, exactly.
You ever watched Gilmore Girls? Hey, Stacey, how are you? Oh, fine. Did you see Bob? Yes, I'm Bob. How's Bob? Bob's fine. How was you? It was kind of like that.
Sounded like that, but all tech speak. Yes, exactly.
Gilmore Guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's a potential new series for everybody. Chat room is just buzzing. Things are looking really good. I go away usually for a weekend and everything falls apart, but it looks like
falls apart. Come on now.
Looks like everything.
You were gone a whole week. We didn't even know you were gone.
That's right. Neither did I, quite frankly. So that makes two of us. I heard things went really well. And, of course, we have an exciting week lineup all planned and some really terrific news. I don't know if we should talk about it now or we should talk about it later. I just want to brag. So should I go ahead and do it now?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yeah. No, I'm asking my co-host.
No, I think we should wait.
You know, I should wait. No, yeah. I don't want to wait.
Yeah. I think we need to bring on our guest and, stick around for this exciting news.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll hold it. Also, we got some feedbacks, too. We got a number of feedbacks. And
we did?
Yes, we did. Unless you read them all while I was away, it's possible.
I didn't see any of them.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought I forwarded them to you. We'll have to check.
No.
We'll have to see. You see, again, I leave and everything falls apart.
All right. Yeah. So, something's falling apart.
By the way,
I think it's you.
Did you like the opening voice? We got a wide selection of areas of announcing voices now to
keep trying.
You didn't like that?
No. We can go back. I can hardly understand it.
No, we can't. Play that again.
I told you I liked it, you'd have been fine. But if I told you I don't like it, you're going to play it again?
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll try another one next. Every day we're going to have
I'll try a different one. That's fine.
Of course. Yeah. I just want to play a couple that I used when you were away. I used that one actually while you were out of town. So you were of course, for those of you who don't remember or are just joining us, Carrie was away last week for a couple of days. We were invited to Intel out in Santa Clara, California. To watch the unveiling of the Intel Core 2 Duo microprocessor, and Carrie was there, and we're going to be talking more about it in the second hour in great detail, what he thought of it and all the cool stuff, and we'll do that. Oh, are you trying to cue it up now? Yeah, sure, why not? Okay, you don't like this opening, but she's queued it up anyway for us to listen to. So All right, we're gonna play at the opening because Kerry says he doesn't like this voice.
This is the Computer America show for Tuesday, August 1, 2006.
That's currently clear to me.
Was that Cher?
Yeah, in her earlier days. Yes, exactly. All right. Well, listen. My guest this hour, our first guest this hour, is a leading publisher of digital photo animation software. In fact, Morpheus Software just announced that it launched 3 new software products we're going to talk about tonight. Morpheus Photo Warper for distorting photos. Now, why you'd want to do that, we're going to find out. Morpheus Photo Mixer for blending 2 photos together. Oh, that's kind of cool, right? And Morpheus Photo Animation Suite. In addition, the company has released the Morpheus Photo Morpher, the new 3.0 version. Anybody seen a morphing will know how cool that is. Now, this is the latest version of its popular photo morphing software. If you're looking for fun new ways to alter and enhance your digital photo collections, you want to keep it here, folks. Dan Engel is the CEO of Morpheus Software. Dan, welcome into Computer America.
Hi there. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're just having a great time here, Dan, and thanks for joining us on the show. For those who haven't seen someone morph into something else, I think that if you've gone through anybody's seen a good science fiction movie, you see that morphing. You see a lot of morphing everywhere on TV these days, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You know, people remember it from back in the day, like in Terminator 2, when there was a morph of, I think, a cop figure, the enemy.
Yes.
And, for example, there was the Michael Jackson video. You remember that one where there were a bunch of different faces morphing into each other?
Yes. Oh, yeah, black and white, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, so a lot of people are familiar with it that way.
Well, and what is, if you had to kind of describe morphing to someone who had actually never seen a morph, how would you describe it?
I guess I would say that it's transforming one person or object or one picture into another.
But when you, this is not simply, you know, fading out and fading in. It literally looks like it's somehow organically changing or shifting into the other, from one person to another, or from one object to another object, from one person to an object, what have you. What is it doing that gives you this kind of unique, you know, weird kind of a transition?
It's actually stretching the images. So what you do when you use the product is you put dots on the key features of the images, such as the eyes and the nose and the mouth, mm-hmm. and potentially the head. And basically you're just telling the software, you know, where those key features are on 2 different images, and then you're stretching one picture into the other.
Now, people have been using morphing software, because originally when it first came out, it was, you know, very unusual. It was something, you know, for studio developers and you know, big computers and with proprietary software. And then, of course, then it became available now with something like your product to the general public, where they can actually do it with their own photographs or their own digital images, anything they can scan in. Basically, you can use the morphing Morpheus Photo Morpher to morph just about any kind of digital image you have in your computer, correct?
Exactly. And we're all about being easy to use for, you know, every generation. We have customers anywhere from kindergarten all the way on up to, you know, my grandparents. So it's really about being able to be used and be affordable for just about anyone who has a digital camera. And as you said, in the past it wasn't like that. It was only for professionals and being used for movies and things like that.
Well, let me ask you this. What kind of people, how are they using your product, the photo Morpheus Photo Morpher? You get some feedback from your customers?
We do. We get a lot of emails sometimes we actually have users who will submit their animations to us, and we consider putting them on the site. There are a number of ways that people use the software. They're looking to often take, say, their kids and morph them over the years. For example, on our site at animatephotos.com, we have a few different samples, such as a gentleman who is morphing himself from his early yearbook years, I guess when he was probably around 6 years old, up until today.
You have that actually up on your website. I'm actually looking at it now. He starts off as a little kid,
yep.
and he's morphing himself from the little kid all the way as to what he looks like now using his yearbook pictures.
Right.
And now, of course, his face is changing, his hair is changing, the clothes he's wearing is changing, but it's a very smooth transition process. This is not like a fade or something. It's kind of like an organic kind of thing. You're actually watching his face change. As if you were you were watching the actual development happen like a fast forward, if you will.
Yep, exactly. And it's very similar like we were talking about before with that old Michael Jackson video. But again, as I said, you know, this, we're bringing it home so that the, you know, the average computer user without any technical skills can use it.
Now, with the Michael Jackson video, the difference there was that it wasn't a still photo; it was actually movies. They were morphing a video, in other words, rather than
yeah. And we have users who do that as well. We support AVI and MPEG and Windows Media and whatnot. So we have folks that'll start with an AVI and morph or warp that, and then we have others who just output to AVI.
Now how do you, morph a movie of yourself? Because I understand with an image you as you say you put a dot on the nose from one to a dot on the nose on the second one and a dot on over each eye, that type of thing. But if you have movies, how are you doing that? Because that you have 24 frames a second. Is that a different, totally different process? I would think.
It's actually pretty similar. Now, many times the folks that are using the video functions are using the industrial or the professional version, so it is a little bit more advanced. One of the key differences is we have a feature that I won't get too technical about, but it's called keyframing, and it enables you to take part one of the particular frames of the movie and adjust that particular frame.
Okay. And then what, the software kind of distributes it over the rest of the frames?
Exactly.
Okay. I guess because they're so little, because what you look, 24 frames a second, so, all right, but in other words, so you don't have to do each and every frame, the software will kind of handle that for you.
Well, you can pick the frames that you want to adjust, exactly.
Okay.
And a lot of people do use it for video. But you had asked about, you know, the different things people do, so,
yeah.
You know, I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, so people will, like, morph their baby pictured or their baby into, you know, say their wife, silly things like that. They'll, morph their friends into one another. There's actually a sample, again, on animatephotos.com where if you scroll down a little bit, you can see one of our users submitted that. And that's the kind of thing that somebody will post, like, on their MySpace page.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just show all their different friends morphing from one to the other. And it's really cool and attracts attention to their page. And, of course, that's what people are looking to do.
I would think so. But, you know, something that gets a little freaky, like, for example, you have a man and his wife. And the man will morph himself into the picture of his wife. So you have this transition. And then what they do is they stop the morphing process, maybe, like, you know, 50% into the way. And you have this kind of a compilation or a combination of both faces to actually produce another face. And they said, you know, if we have offspring, here is probably a very good shot at what this person's going to actually look like when they grow up. Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah. And, you know, actually that's kind of what our mixer product does. It lets you do a few different things. We might talk about it a little bit later. But
sure. One
of the things it lets you do is basically take two people's heads and stick them together so you can take, say, you know, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes and see what their kids would look like.
Same
kind of thing you'll see on, like, Conan O'Brien's If They Made It segment.
All right.
Same exact thing, except regular people can do it.
Regular people can do it.
Regular.
All right. We're talking to Dan Engel, who is the CEO of Morpheus Software. And I like that name because I keep thinking of The Matrix.
Morpheus.
Exactly. I start prophesizing. Well, I do that here all the time. This is the Computer America Show and the Business Talk Radio Network and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Be back with him after these words.
Denny's works for me after a late night out because it's, like, open. And unlike drive-thru food, it's, you know, good. And they got that new Extreme Grand Slam, just $5.99. 3 strips of bacon, 3 sausage links, 3 ways to say delish. And it's not food in a bag, flying at you through a window. Please drive through. Bossy. Denny's Late Night, 24/7. Works for me.
Price, participation, and hours may vary for a limited time only.
Savvy investors expect the unexpected. Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, is the source that allows them to stay one step ahead of the market. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's and Barron's Online for only $39. Barron's has the tools and strategies to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. only.
Call now, 800-213-3340. That's 800-213-3340 for Barron's.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? Maybe never, until now. If you owe the IRS or state at least $10,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 83% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans just like you have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. As a matter of fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. You wouldn't go to court without a lawyer. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you've never had before to save up to 83% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 83% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. 800-950-8672. That's 800-950-8672. Call for your second chance. 800-950-8672. Do it right now.
Are you in control of your cholesterol? Sadly, over 1 million Americans suffer heart attacks each year, and high cholesterol is a leading cause. Worse yet, millions of adults who have dangerous cholesterol levels may not even realize they're at risk. Now there's a safe and effective way to lower cholesterol with Cholest Control, a special blend of all natural herbs and vitamins that have been proven effective in clinical studies with dramatic results. One woman actually lowered her cholesterol count from a whopping 292 down to 170 in less than a month. Taking prescription drugs for this problem can be expensive and cause harmful side effects. But all-natural Cholest Control is completely safe and available at a fraction of the cost of medication. Don't put yourself at risk. If you're concerned about your cholesterol, get in control with Cholest Control. To try Cholest Control risk-free today, call 1-800-890-0096. Cholest Control is guaranteed. Call 1-800-890-0096. 1-800-890-0096.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Twenty-four minutes after the hour here on the Computer America Show. You're listening to us on the Business Talk Radio Network and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Networks. If you want to reach us toll-free, you can by calling 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-8255. That'll get you on and get you through. You can also send us an email to live@computeramerica.com. If you're radio shy, you don't want to go on the air, but go ahead and do it that way. Ask your questions if you like. You can also join us in the Computer America chat room from our homepage at computeramerica.com. On the left-hand side of the screen, it says join in the chat. You put in a screen name, you click the join button, and your Java-enabled browser, being on a Windows, Macintosh, Linux system, whatever, will move you into the chat room where our guest happens to be in as well. Dan Engel, who is the CEO of Morpheus Software. Right now we're talking about a number of their tools, Morpheus Photo Morpher version 3.0, and I see you have this version 3.0. Is it now officially released, Dan?
It is.
Okay, and so what have you, in other words, obviously you've added some new things or tweaked it or changed it.
Sure.
What's different? The version before it was what, 2.5 or 2.0?
Well, actually, it was called 1.85.
Probably should have been
2, but that's how it goes.
Well, listen, you never know. There's no rules for numbering, I guess.
Yeah.
So what's new with 3.0?
Well, our last version was awfully popular. 6 million people had downloaded it. And mm-hmm. So we tried to really incorporate user feedback into the new version.
That's always a good thing.
Well, thanks. So one of the key things we changed is it used to be that you could just morph one image into a second image, and now you can actually morph unlimited images. So some of those samples we talked about before from animatephotos.com mm-hmm. actually have, you know, multiple images, like, you know, 10 different friends morphing into one another. So that's one part of it. We redid the interface, cleaned that up a bit. We also added what we call an easy-to-use get-started wizard. And what that's all about is we more or less handhold users. So they open the program, and it walks them through step-by-step exactly what they need to do. It's very simple, but what they need to do to create their first morph or other type of animation. And actually, that wizard stays with you as you go and use the program as long as you want it to. You can always minimize it or get rid of it. But it's kind of like, you know, your buddy to help you figure out what's going on if you have any trouble or get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, we added new samples that we include with the program, and people use those to learn the program or to play around, or sometimes, you know, they'll send it to their friends or forward it around the internet and that kind of thing.
So when you do a morphing sequence, it's an AVI file, something I can just email it up. I can make an AVI. I can make it a QuickTime video. I mean, I can choose what format I want, and then they don't need the Morpheus software to see or watch the video itself. That's the thing.
No, they certainly do not.
Okay.
So you create the animation in the program, mm-hmm. and then you can actually preview it. Mm-hmm. The next step after that is you want to save it or render, I guess, in technical terms. But basically, when you click to save, it then says, you know, what format do you want to save it in? So you can save it as a Flash file, you can save it as an AVI, animated GIF,
okay.
Various formats like that. And you can imagine the possibilities there. You know, AVI is something, you know, you'd put up on YouTube. Animated GIF is something you would email. And we actually have a feature in the program, the share animation feature, which makes it really easy and seamless for people to be able to email their animations back and forth without having to deal with, you know, attachments and finding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you don't have to put it as an attachment. You can actually incorporate it into the body of the email?
Exactly, yeah. And so people, and we see these sometimes, I actually get emails sometimes with their own animations in them, but people will use those like in their signature. They'll put themselves, you know, morphing from when they were a kid or something like that, or themselves into their wife, whatever it happens, or themselves into Britney Spears, who knows. And we'll get emails like that from time to time. We can tell someone's used our product.
Yeah. I was traumatized. I was just in the supermarket today, and I saw the cover of Vanity Fair speaking of Britney Spears, so... Yeah, so
yeah. Okay.
Well, she did you know, what was it, the other actress did that when she was with child, you know, what's her name, you know, and she was on the cover.
You're talking about Demi Moore?
Demi Moore, yeah, she did it, she pulled a Demi Moore, exactly.
Oh, okay.
She pulled a Demi Moore.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So maybe Britney's not number one on everyone's list anymore, so maybe it's Jessica Simpson now or somebody that, or who knows who.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so you it's cute because also I see that you have a little girl here and she's morphing herself into a little puppy, and then back and forth, you know. So you can morph yourself with other people or animals or trees or whatever you want to do.
You name it. Some people take their hot rod or their regular car and they'll morph it into a hot rod. You know, whatever you or your objects want to transform into.
Morph yourself into a car. You can call yourself a transformer.
There you go.
You can do any of that stuff. So these are some of the new features that you added in the new 3.0 version to the collection. This works, of course, in the on the Windows platform.
It sure does. Yeah, we actually have a Mac version coming out in just a couple months. But for
really?
Now, yep, strictly Windows.
All right, this is the Computer America Show on both the Business Talk Radio Network and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. 866-606-TALK, the toll-free number, live at ComputerAmerica.com or the chat room at ComputerAmerica.com. We're talking to Dan Engel, the CEO of Morpheus Software. We're talking about all the products that allows you to do these really cool morphing effects right now, Morpheus Photo Morpher 3.0. When we come back, we got lots more to talk about, so don't you go anywhere.
Just because you have a small business doesn't mean you have to limit your technology. Transform your small business into a big business with the Premio Zeus DX8E server, powered by dual-core Intel Xeon processors. You'll watch in amazement as a single server creates more power, flexibility, and reliability for your business. Choose the dual-core Intel Xeon processors in your Zeus DX80 server and experience outstanding performance. The better to run more applications, support more users, and get more done in less time. Call 800-9-PREMIO or go to www.premioinc.com. That's P-R-E-M-I-O PremioInc.com. 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 Do it
now.
Life
can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 800-816-3692. 800-816-3692. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 800-816-3692. 800-816-3692. 800-816-3692. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
If you're a man or woman concerned about your hair loss, listen up. Follicare, a leading hair growth product, just got even better. Our 94.5% satisfaction rate just wasn't good enough, so we went back to work and created an even better product.
I have tried other products and had no success. I can honestly say that Follicare is head and shoulders above the rest. It's great. If you're balding, I'd recommend this to anybody.
Follicare works so well because it's a unique, patented 4-in-1 product that addresses all the major causes of hair loss, not just one or two. Follicare provides over 50 botanical ingredients and nutrients, plus the only topical solution approved by the FDA to grow hair.
I feel like I'm 18 again with all this hair on my head. I feel good about myself. I'm a much more confident person.
Look better and regain your confidence with Follicare, a proven product with more key ingredients than competitors, yet it costs about half as much. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed.
Call 800-301-7629. That's 800-301-7629. Again, 800-301-7629.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk4.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk4.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk4.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk4.com. New two-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk4.com. That's letstalk4.com.
This is the Computer America Show on both the Business Talk Radio and the Lifestyle Talk Radio networks. 866-606-TALK, the toll-free number. Live at ComputerAmerica.com or the chat room at ComputerAmerica.com. All this hour, Carrie and I are talking to Dan Engel, the CEO of Morpheus Software. That was kind of funny. During the break, I was reading some of the activity in the chat room, and someone was talking about taking a picture of a tattoo on their arm and then morphing it into something else. Just to get an idea of what it would look like, changing the tattoo. I guess strange, but possible. And I guess I'm kind of wondering: have you any particular unusual morphing that someone has sent to you that kind of makes that stands out in your mind?
Well, I can't talk about everything because we see all types of funny animations. You can imagine what people do with it. But
well, yeah, that we can talk on the air about.
Yeah, yeah. I guess. When they take when they turn themselves into monsters, I'd say that looks pretty weird. We get that a lot. People take monsters either from cartoons or from movies or from video games and turn themselves into them, and those are pretty interesting and definitely strange.
Yeah, I would think so. Turning yourself into a monster. I like the idea of turning your. Some people take the. You always hear things people say, a lot of people look like their pets, So you've heard that expression, I would assume, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now you could really take that to the nth degree by morphing yourself into your pet or vice versa.
Exactly. And going back to your tattoo example that apparently someone was talking about, you know, you could warp the tattoo and stretch it and kind of get an idea of what it would look like if you changed it.
Well,
that's
the next thing I want to talk about, because we've been talking about your morphing software, but now you have something called Morpheus Photo Warper for distorting photos. First of all, what is that, and then why would you want to – what does it do?
Well, what Warper does, Photo Warper, is it warps and distorts images. Basically, if you want to stretch or exaggerate portions of photos, say body parts, for example, I want to grow my nose or make my cheeks blow up or you know, grow my feet, whatever it happens to be. So this is software that lets people stretch and distort segments of images. A good example of something that people use Photo Warper for is they might want to see what they look like if they were, say, 10 pounds thinner.
Well, I was going to say, because I was looking, there was a person on here, a young lady, who's actually making herself, from whatever she was, getting thinner. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know if she sent it in or her husband, but I do remember that one, and that one is posted on animephotos.com.
Dan, we got a caller who wants to talk to you and ask a question. We got to Patrick, who's listening to us in Lansing, Michigan. Computer America, Craig Crossman. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your question?
I was just going to comment on this piece of software. I run a small automotive performance business, and I've been using this software for quite a while, actually.
Really?
And for me, it's been a great advertising tool as far as like having rotating banners on my website and whatnot. Also, with the performance products I put into people's cars and whatnot, people are curious to see, well, what does the car look like with the product in, or what does it look like stock? So, of course, you can put two boring photos of, well, here's a supercharger or here's a plain engine bay. Mm-hmm. But I found morphing it in there actually gives it, you know, much more appeal, and people really like that, and they actually comment and email about this, say, oh, wow, that's really cool, you know, how did you morph that? So I'm not only, you know, getting people more interested in my products, people are asking, you know, about the software, and definitely a good thing.
Yeah, so you actually use it, within your work, you're saying?
Yes.
You find it extremely useful?
Yeah, I mean, it's inexpensive, it's very easy to use, it, you know, provides results very quickly. It's a really great concept.
Well, there you go, Dan.
Got to put that guy on the payroll.
Yeah, no, but we will do is we're going to give a nice computer prize, I think, just for calling the Computer America show. I'll tell you what we'll do is I'll put you back on hold, Patrick, and thanks for calling the show, and we're going to send you something nice for telling us about that, okay?
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, this is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. See, when people call up and they have something interesting to say or something cool to say or something nice to say, we like to be nice back. And we got lots of goodies and computer prizes we like to give our listeners. This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, 866-606-TALK, the toll-free number. Be right back.
Would you like to get to the next level of your career? If working harder at your job won't help, work smarter by earning a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. It's college designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn a degree in only 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-800-577-8627. At more than 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classes are designed for working adults with busy lives. You'll cover more material in less time with convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. Call now for a brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. 1-800-577-8627. Offer not available in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Call University of Phoenix now. 1-800-577-8627. 1-800-577-8627.
Now, Craig has said it countless times that every computer should have a flatbed color scanner. And no one makes better color scanners than Microtech. In fact, Craig has had a Microtech scanner on his computer for well over 10 years now. You can use it to scan in color photographs and even transcribe printed text into your word processor, which will save you countless hours of having to retype everything. Plus, with Microtech's digital ice technology, the scanner can actually repair your damaged photographs, removing any creases and blemishes automatically with one click of your mouse. So whether you're scanning in text, graphic images, photo prints, or even film negatives, you're really not going to find a better quality yet amazingly affordable flatbed color scanner than Microtech. And if you're in the market for a high-quality LCD or plasma screen, while you're at the Microtech website, why don't you check out their full line of flat panel displays? Microtech, inspiring images, expanding imaginations. Visit their website today at www.microtechusa.com. That's micro, T-E-K, USA.com.
While there, visit Microtech's online store. Just click on the Store tab or go there directly at store.microtech.com.
Hurry up, Biff. The family is waiting to see the home movies of Grandpa.
Quiet, Ziff. I'm looking for the right DVD. I labeled them.
That seems to be the problem, Biff. This DVD is ruined.
Yeah, I had problems sticking on the labels, so then I switched to felt markers. Look for one labeled Grandpa.
Is this it?
No, the felt marker smeared on that one. It actually says Grasshopper. I videotaped a grasshopper that looked like Babe Ruth.
You need to get a Signature Z1. It's a CD-DVD printer. It takes your designs, words, graphics, and prints them right onto any area of the disc using thermal ink. Is this the one?
No, that says rhubarb. I found a rhubarb that looked like the state of Mississippi. Look, Ziff, I can't afford a fancy disc printer.
Biff, the Z1 from Primera is very inexpensive and very easy to use. It's made for the everyday guy who wants a sharp, clean disc image. Perfect for home, school, or the office. Just go to Primera.com. That's Primera.com.
I can't even read my handwriting on these. I guess it's time to throw away my messy felt markers and go to Primera.com.
Welcome back to the Computer America Show. Broadcast live on the Business and Lifestyle Talk Radio Networks.
There you go. That's
mine
right.
Was much better.
Mine sounded sexier. All right. Yes, indeed. This is the Computer America Show.
You need to get out more if you think that was sexier. Okay.
Well, I may not argue with that. All this hour, Craig and I are talking with Dan Engel, CEO of Morpheus Software. And previously we were talking about, more specifically, the morphing process. Software
and the
going
warper.
From one photo smoothly into the next, and we talked a little about the warper, where mm-hmm. you can take certain parts of the image and sort of stretch them or manipulate them, and give your friend a big nose or a funky hairdo.
Yeah, I liked how the previous caller was able to use it to in his work, you know, with the different cars and everything. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a great idea because, you know, you take something that's sort of frivolous and fun and use it for something that's
serious work.
Yeah, people use it for sometimes for business purposes is they'll stick it into a PowerPoint, try to liven things up in the office.
Yeah.
That's one way.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Business. But I would say that for
anything
the most part,
to make...
most of our users are using it for fun and entertainment.
Sure.
I think to a large extent people are, you know, kind of the market's a little saturated. People are a little bored with having their photos organized. They took care of that and, you know, they've got them edited. They have enough programs to get out the red eye, and now they're looking for, you know, what do I do next?
Yeah, but then I could see if you were you had a product or something and you wanted to change it or alter it, you know, I don't know, make the tires bigger on a car or make a can shaped differently for a product of some sort, you could use something like the photo warper to, you know, maybe make some changes and to give some people some ideas or maybe have creative sessions or something
like
that. Yeah,
I mean, people usually do before and after for weight loss, like we talked about. They'll even do dental work. What would I look like if I improved my teeth and my appearance that way? Then you can do other things like we talked about. You know, we had someone the other day that did stretch out Barry Bonds and look kind of thin to fat or steroids, pre-steroid, and that was kind of fun. We put that one on the site as well.
Would it work, you think, if you took like time-lapse photography of like a big building being built and morphed them into each other? Would that work?
So you could morph one frame into the other or one picture into the other, and you'd be able to show
it before
and after.
A much smoother transition from each scene.
I wonder about a doctor, like a plastic surgeon. You want them to make your chin a little more pointy, or your ears a little, you know, smaller, or your nose a little. You could, you know, I know they have very specific software, but I still think, you know, you're thinking about it. You want to see what you look like with a little modification, without having to go to the doctor. You could do it on yourself, you know.
Exactly.
Take a profile shot. Make your nose a little, you know. Do the
you mean just the picture? You do the picture yourself,
not the
surgery.
No.
Okay. Hey, I think we have another caller?
Yeah, we have John, who's listening. Who's in Denver, Colorado. Computer America, Craig Crossman. Hi, John.
Hi, Craig.
Hi. Welcome to the show. What's up?
I wanted to ask, I know years ago, it seems the process
for faces. You had to take a framework, lay it over there, identify the eyes, nose, cheeks, chin, all that stuff. How much of this does this product automate?
Well, it's definitely not automated. We're not quite there yet. But it is pretty darn simple to use. All you do is you tell the software by placing dots which are the key features in your two pictures. So you put the dots around the eyes, the nose, and the mouth, assuming those are the main elements and you're using a face picture. And then in the second picture, you basically show it the same thing. Okay, here's where the eyes, nose, and mouth are in the second picture. Morph A into B. And then you choose your format, and that's it. You go. So it is a pretty simple process. You really, it's not automated, but at the same time, it really doesn't need to be automated. And there actually are a lot of disadvantages to that as well. If you really want an advanced animation and something that's high quality, the way to do it is to actually get in there and not rely on it being an automated process and hope for the best. Those technologies generally for this kind of thing are not going to provide the best result if you're looking for a good quality animation.
Hmm. All right, John?
All right. Thank you, Dan.
And listen, yeah, it's not 100% there, but as far as being totally automated, but as Dan said, that it is certainly a lot easier to do than the older versions where you had to do, you almost had to do a wireframe of the entire image, and now just basically just a minimal number of keys.
Well, you had to sort of move the picture to a certain level instead of telling the software, look, you move the picture for me, which is what it sounds like the main difference is. So it does sound a lot easier.
Right.
Just click on the eyes, click on the mouth, click on the cheeks.
John, thanks for calling the show.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, so, and then we also have one other product which we didn't, I'm trying to get in here, which is the
photo mixer.
Yes, the photo mixer. What's the photo mixer?
The photo mixer, that lets you do two different things. One thing that it lets you do is what I mentioned before, you can blend two images together. So let's blend the bride and groom together and see what the result would look like. Let's blend two celebrity heads together. The second thing it lets you do, and this is a little bit more advanced, but definitely doable, is you can take part of one image and stick it on to the other. Or, like, for example, you could take, you know, the head of the dad and stick it on the body of the baby. Or put yourself on, as your head and put yourself on, you know, on your pet, that kind of your pet's body. So you can mix and match and blend images.
That is kind of that's kind of, so you can kind of so you're mixing image photos what with different backgrounds, or you have to worry about that? How do you deal with that if you're in two different backgrounds?
Well, you can actually go in and decide which background you want to use. So you can say, I want to use this element from picture one and this element from picture two, and you know it's actually pretty easy to use. You just basically go in there and you say, I want this element from here and that element from there, and you can see in real time with the preview feature exactly what's going on. So it's not like you have to keep trying and failing until you get it right. You actually see in real time what's going on, and you can adjust accordingly. There are a lot of things people do with these things. Like we talked about before the Conan O'Brien show, people can do that kind of thing where they'll put the heads together and see what their kids would look like. That's pretty popular. You know, put your husband's face onto the dog. You know, put your wife onto the body of a ballerina onto your cat.
She'd appreciate that, not the cat, but I'm sure on the body of a ballerina, exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
honey, you know, I'm going to make you lose 40 pounds and put your body on the top of a ballerina, you know, then she'll love you.
Yeah. So the ones we have on AnimePhotos.com.
Or she's going to say, are you trying to tell me something, honey? You know, so you take your chances either way, I guess.
Yeah. No, although if you want to tell somebody something, this is the software to do it.
But so. You know what's really cool? You know, you want to tell somebody, you know, being a hairdresser, I would think this is great because one of the things, you have a woman here, but she has a very, very short haircut, and they're able to make the hair, like, literally grow with big curls and everything. So.
Yep.
So that is
try
that is
different
very cool.
Hairdos, see what you might look like.
Different
create
hairdos,
a beehive hairdo.
Exactly, and using your existing hair, that's actually kind of neat. Just by stretching it out and moving it around, that's actually very, very cool. Very useful to see what you look like with a different hairstyle on your own computer. This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Talking to Dan Engel, the CEO of Morpheus Software. We'll be back with him right after this.
Denny's works for me after a late night out because it's, like, open. And unlike drive-thru food, it's, you know, good. And they got that new Extreme Grand Slam, just $5.99. Three strips of bacon, three sausage links, three ways to say delish. And it's not food in a bag, flying at you through a window. Please drive through.
bossy. Denny's Late Night, 24/7. Works for me.
Price, participation, and hours may vary for a limited time only.
If you're interested in a career in a field involving electronics, drafting, or information technology, you need to have the required knowledge and skills. Get started by calling ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech's programs offer both classroom theory and hands-on training in a practical lab environment. For an ITT Tech brochure, call 1-800-448-6565. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech, 1-800-448-6565.
Savvy investors expect the unexpected. Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, is the source that allows them to stay one step ahead of the market. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's and Barron's Online for only $39. Barron's provides the investing ideas and market insights you can use to grow your portfolio, plus in-depth articles and analysis on the companies investors are watching. Barron's columnists tell it like it is, giving readers critical advice that is always honest and sometimes hard to swallow. Barron's has the tools and strategies to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for up-to-the-minute market news, there's Barron's Online, with its powerful investment tools like the Stock Screener and the Stock Grader. Get 13 weeks of Barron's and Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. only. Barron's. See what others don't.
Call now, 800-213-3340. That's 800-213-3340 for Barron's.
Quicken Loans gave us the best interest rate that we could have gotten.
Art and Irene talk about getting a mortgage for under 4% from Quicken Loans.
Quicken Loans made the process fast and easy, and we can't thank them enough for that.
Thank you, Quicken Loans.
How much could you cut your payment with a mortgage under 4%? Find out now by calling for a free, quick review, exclusively from Quicken Loans. It only takes 5 minutes to see how much you could save with a new mortgage. Call now, 800-581-0188, for your free quick review. And see why 9 out of 10 Quicken Loans clients recommend us to friends and family.
The people are wonderful.
They're awesome.
And we would recommend Quicken Loans to anybody.
And we do. We recommend Quicken Loans to our families and our friends, and several of them have called us back and thanked us.
Call 800-581-0188 for rates under 4% from Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-581-0188.
Are you in control of your cholesterol? Sadly, over 1 million Americans suffer heart attacks each year, and high cholesterol is a leading cause. Worse yet, millions of adults who have dangerous cholesterol levels may not even realize they're at risk. Now there's a safe and effective way to lower cholesterol with Cholest Control, a special blend of all-natural herbs and vitamins that have been proven effective in clinical studies with dramatic results. One woman actually lowered her cholesterol count from a whopping 292 down to 170 in less than a month. Taking prescription drugs for this problem can be expensive and cause harmful side effects. But all-natural Cholest Control is completely safe and available at a fraction of the cost of medication. Don't put yourself at risk. If you're concerned about your cholesterol, get in control with Cholest Control. To try Cholest Control risk-free today, call 1-800-890-0096. Cholest Control is guaranteed. Call 1-800-890-0096. 1-800-890-0096.
This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. All this hour, Carrie and I have been talking to Dan Engel, who is the CEO of Morpheus Software. They make several photo manipulative products, digital photo animation software, including the Morpheus Photo Warper for distorting photos, the Morpheus Photo Mixer for blending two photos together, the Morpheus Photo Morpher, and also the Morpheus Photo Animation Suite. What's in the suite? Is it a combination of all the products?
It sure is. Okay. Yeah. So each individual product, the base version of it would be $30. So you get three products, which normally would cost $90. For instead, you just pay $60 and you get all three plus 15 sample animations, sample morphs, warps, and mixes.
Very, very nice. Now, if they want to order that, is this something that's strictly an online order, or can they go into a store to get it? Where do they go?
No, at this point, they'd go to animatephotos.com.
Okay.
That'd be the best place to go.
AnimatePhotos.com. But they can go to your website at MorpheusSoftware.net and see there as well, right?
Yep, exactly. That'll take them straight to the morphing product, and then they can just click on under the products menu any of the products.
And then they can buy it right there. So they can go to, because I already know we have on our website at ComputerAmerica.com, on our producer's notebook, we have a link to MorpheusSoftware.net. For those who are listening to the show, can't, you know, they're driving, they can't write any of this down, just remember ComputerAmerica.com, and you can go to the producer's notebook just by clicking on the button there, and we have the MorpheusSoftware.net link up there for your surfing pleasure, if you will. Dan, I want to thank you for, you know, being here on the Computer America Show, telling us about these really cool products. Again, right now, currently available for only the Windows platform, but a Mac version is in the works. Any feel as to when that might happen?
Yeah, in the next 2 to 3 months we should have that.
Now, that's right around the corner, 2 to 3 months. And
yeah, well, we've been working on it. We know people really want it. But
Well, I would think of that on the Mac platform, that would also be something that would be, you know, because obviously everything's so graphic and visual on the Macintosh. A lot of photo manipulative software products available on the Mac platform that this would be a natural for, too.
Right.
Exactly. Again, it's www.morpheussoftware.net. We have the link there at computeramerica.com. Dan, thanks so much for being here on the show with us
tonight. You bet. Thanks for the opportunity, guys.
All right, good night now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that about wraps up the first hour. We've got another thrill-packed episode of Computer America coming at you around the corner here. We got a really kind of a big announcement that we're going to talk about in hour two that we're really thrilled and excited about. And just let you know also that now when I was on my way for the day, you did announce this week's Buddy List winner, Kerry, did you not?
Of course, yes.
Okay. David Guess. We didn't want to keep him guessing any longer. He won. He won the Logitech LX7 cordless mouse, which is valued at about $40. And he also won a copy of PC Tools Spyware Doctor. Two prizes. That's right. Every week we give away not one but two terrific prizes from our good friends over at Logitech and PC Tools, their Spyware Doctor. They just won a huge award again, too, did they not?
PC Magazine's Editor's Choice Spyware Doctor. 4.5 out of 5 stars.
There you go.
And that's just like last week.
There you go. To show you that one of our terrific sponsors, in fact, you know, is doing very, very well, and we're so happy for them. And if you want to get a chance to win every week, just go to ComputerAmerica.com, sign up for our buddy list, and where you get the show reminder delivered fresh, piping hot into your email inbox every Monday. It's the only place where you get the entire lineup of shows for the week listed for you with columns and all kinds of cool things. That's all at ComputerAmerica.com. Another full hour of the Computer America Show coming at you. Stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Business Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and are not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Business Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, nor does it constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security. Investing involves risk, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Business Talk Radio, contact us at area code 203-422-2800 or go to our website, businesstalkradio.net.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's